B-Pod Studios.
And she goes, oh my God, what a jerk. And I looked at her, and I swear to God, I remember I looked at her, and I was like, really? I'd love to have him on this team. She's like, oh, I guess. You know, like, that's the way you have to look at it. I mean, I would expect nothing less from a premier, from a superstar. I'll use it with Kobe, a superstar athlete, than to say that. Mm-hmm. I don't care where I came. I don't care that I live there. I don't care that I love this place, that I love the Eagles. I'm here to win, and mm-hmm. I'm going to rip your hearts out while I'm doing it.
I'm going to rip your heart.
I don't know. I kind of always I like that in players.
Nope, hate it. Hate it every second of it. Still do. Nothing will change my mind on it. Well, hey, I'll say this. I love and respect Kobe, but that line will always rub me the wrong way. You know what? And we relate it to Michael Jordan saying he's going to take $5 from a security worker who he beat in ping pong. It kind of falls in the same regard. Oh, wait, it's only $5. Well, it's where you're from. Yeah, who cares? I won, didn't I? Deal with it.
I like that line. That's my trophy.
That's my trophy. That is a great line. It's like the CEO, the millionaire guy that beat your intern, whatever it was years ago.
Yeah.
That's a very similar line. You know, but he gave it to the front desk guy. Good on him. But you know what else is good? A way to win $10,000.
It's the Fanatic 500 Fast Cash Contest.
Enter the keyword for Fast Cash News. News on the Fanatic at 975thefanatic.com or by texting news to 45911 by 8:15 this morning. We'll call you if you're randomly selected. You'll win $500. That's what you'll win, $500. Fast Cash 500 keyword contest. Everyone that enters on our app or website will qualify for a $10,000 grand prize. Rules for this company-wide contest are available at 975thefanatic.com. Right, what's got me and most of us, to be honest with you, as we start here at the 8 o'clock hour on 97.5 The Fanatic WP and Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting through the Xfinity Studio only from Comcast, is this Marcus Hayes story on Inquirer.com. Towards the end of the show yesterday, in the 9 o'clock hour, story was posted on Inquirer.com that I think is required reading today. If you don't agree with it, it at least still makes you think, and I absolutely agree with it. One thing I don't fully throw allegiance to is the idea of not taking a starter this draft. Although it seems weird, it's nothing abnormal, especially over the last three drafts now, where the Eagles didn't get a starter. Sure, Miles Sanders last year turned out to be the starter, but nobody right away in the draft projected to be a starter in this draft. If DeSean Jackson's healthy, if Alshon Jeffrey's healthy, then Jalen Reagor, not going to be a starter. But I do think he'll be an impactful player. But one of the things Marcus Hayes really points out in this story, and it's a great piece, the headline of the story is Howie and Doug drafted project players as if they know they won't get fired by the Eagles. So essentially what it implies, and I don't even know if implies the right word, what it hits you between the eyes with, is that these guys don't need to win now. They don't need to take players to help you win now. They're going to be here. They're secure in their jobs. They don't have any concerns whatsoever about the type of roster they need to construct for the 2020 football season. They have time. They can build, which is why you can spend a second-round pick with hope that he'll never play because you have a franchise quarterback, a guy that Rosie has said himself they're married to.
Is it official?
Oh, I decree.
Okay. All right, so it's Rosie from here on out.
Decree.
Jamie might not jump on.
Chief Beef.
Yeah, I probably won't call him Rosie, but that's fine.
All right,
I see where
Rosie.
You guys are coming from.
All right, from here on out, I'm going Rosie. I have no idea how the hell that came out of my mouth.
You combined Roseman and Howie.
And it's your dog's name.
Yeah, it's your dog's name.
And
so it's
the
on
dog's
the forefront.
Name. Yeah, Rosie.
Yeah, exactly.
All
right. There you go. All right. So, I mean, just know, Jamie, that if you say Howie, I will then act like a complete douche and say, wait, who are you talking about? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. You say Howie, I say Rosie.
So, anyway, good old Rosie comes out and does not draft one player that is projected to be a starter on this team. In fact, has the gall to take in the second round with 53 overall, a quarterback that they hope never has to play because they're married to that fella Carson Wentz. But also, the quote that set Marcus Hayes off and maybe was even the inspiration for the story, it wasn't necessarily quarterback factory. Bob, it wasn't even what you really were tied to, which was the on the rounds, what, 5, 6, and 7?
Yeah, 4, 5, 6, and 7 were organizational changing, Mark.
All right. Not even that, the inspiration for the story. More so, what was the inspiration for the story was Howie Roseman saying that, and this is what Marcus even points out in his article, The draft isn't about just doing whatever is best for a team in the short term. The draft is about making smart long-term decisions for the organization based on the priorities that you believe are key to winning football games. We've won a lot of football games around here the last 3 years, and I feel very confident that the decisions we make are going to serve as well for the short term and in the long term. The line that jumps out to me is the line about we've won a lot of football games. Folks, I know that it's 3 straight years of playoff football. I know that it includes a Super Bowl. But when it's back-to-back 9-7 seasons in a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately league, you've won one playoff game over the last 2 years. And you want to stick your chest out about one playoff win? You want to stick your chest out about 2 9-7 win seasons? That's bold. That's a, hey, everything's okay type of mindset. That's a mindset that says, you know what? I don't need to take the 14th best player in this draft as ranked by many. I'll go for the guy closer to 50th ranked in Jalen Reagor because I know more than you, and we know our scheme is going to trump a lot of the talent you may be drafting for the short term in the NFL. Here's my problem. Long term in the NFL, what does that even mean? Outside of taking a quarterback to be your franchise guy. What does that mean long term? Is that 10 years? Is that 5 years? What does long term even mean in the National Football League? And you talk about short term is that what, just 1 year? Think about this. This isn't the long career of a CEO of 30 or 40 years. This is a very short lifespan in the NFL. Career lifespan in the NFL is short to begin with. So really, when you think about it, I understand not trading Carson Wentz for, like, I don't know, a running back. That's stupid. But what does it even mean when you try to weigh short-term versus long-term? That's one of the things that I hang up with. And also, again, going back to the we've won a lot of games. No, you haven't. Especially in the playoffs, since you won that Super Bowl. It's not like you've had two roaring successful years back-to-back. You were 9-7, and you're sticking your chest out about it. That's what rubs me the wrong way.
Take away 13-3. Doug Peterson's 25-23 as a head coach. You know, like, and I'm not downgrading that, but if there's one sport, and Marcus's column yesterday made me think of this, if there's one sport where it's really hard to think long-term, isn't it football? Isn't football the here and now? Isn't the life expectancy of a football player, what, 3.5? And you guys help me on this. 3.5, 4 years, something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's 3.5.
Yeah. Like, to me, football has always been a, it always has to be a win now type of attitude. I understand, like, maybe if you're really bad, you lose and you plan for the future that way. They're not really bad, and they are a playoff team, and they are close, I believe, to being a type of team that can compete for a championship. To have that window and say basically, well, our second pick, instead of helping the here and now, which the NFL is really mostly about, and say, we're going to get a guy that we hope never plays, that's why it rubs me the wrong way. It's football is not a futures league. It's not a looking into the future type of league, especially when you're looking at the current construction of this Philadelphia Eagles team. And that's why that number 53 pick still irks me so bad, because this isn't a team that is looking to the future or shouldn't be looking to the future when in the NFL there really is no future. You have to look at the here and now when you're close. They're close, and they didn't look at the here and now as well as I expected.
All right, Jalen Reagor, Jalen Hurts. Let's take the Jalen's out of it for a second. And even through the rest of the draft, Davion Taylor as a linebacker, as we've been saying all week, you're taking a flyer on a guy. You know he has speed, but can he be a football player? Kayvon Wallace, who they took out of Clemson as the safety. I think that was a good pick. That's the one guy you can look at and go, hey, good pick. Maybe the other thing they do is go get Gandy Golden, but they didn't do that. He went to Washington. Then you look at the fourth round pick a little bit later, Jack Driscoll out of Auburn. Okay, I like that. 2-year starter at Auburn at the tackle position, also played the guard position. All right, I like it. John Hightower. So you're going right back to the wide receiver position in the 5th round, and you also go in the 6th round to the wide receiver position already. So you're showing that you wanted to get somebody to play wide receiver. You wanted to cast a wide net, but why not do that earlier with guys that would be a little bit more reliable? True, nobody knows, for the people that need this obvious statement made that's stupid because everybody knows it. Yeah, you don't know who's going to be the golden boy in the 5th round, like a guy like Antonio Brown was, for instance, right? Or Stephon Diggs was. Like, you don't know who's going to be that breakout star coming later in the draft. But does that mean you want to trade your fifth round pick? Or does that mean you want to trade your second round pick for a fifth rounder? No, because there's better value there at two, at the second round. That's the obvious statement. They addressed the needs, sure, in terms of the flyers on guys later in the draft. They took three linebackers in this draft. They took two offensive linemen in this draft. They added plenty more people in the undrafted free agency market. They even brought in Marquise Goodwin as a wide receiver. Take a flyer on him. See what he has left after two injury-riddled seasons. There's no guy in this draft that you go, all right, slam dunk. And that's kind of what rubs you the wrong way, because each one of these guys are guys that you have to develop down the line. They're not guys that come in and immediately have an impact, especially at your first two positions. Jalen Reagor will have an impact on this offense, I think, eventually, but he's not even projected to be a starter on this team going into the season. That's what I think rubs a lot of people the wrong way, myself included, that there's nobody in this draft right away that you look at and go, right there, that guy. That's the guy we can have a lot of hope for. That's the guy that we can have a hope as a starter going into this season. Now, normally, you know, last 3 years, including this one, they haven't taken a starter in the draft. They've had limited draft picks. But in a draft where you have eight of them going into the draft, eventually take 10? Come on. You mean to tell me there's not one guy in there that you're at least looking at to be an everyday starter from day one? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, Reagor's going to – I hear what you're saying, and I agree with you. Reagor is going to wind up having to be a starter, right, Mark? Like, he's going to have to
developing.
Be?
Developing. If Alshon Jeffrey's hurt, and if DeSean Jackson can't get
right.
in shape, whatever, I don't know, then
no,
he would be a
fat.
Starter. Because apparently people are fat-shaming him. Bastards.
But, yeah, I mean, it's still developing. Yeah, you could throw Reagor in as a starter, and you're right. He could start day one, and people will argue with this. Oh, he's going to be a starter. That's fine. But you still don't know. You're still developing. You're still wondering how he's going to fit. What's he going to be? Is he the slot guy now? Is he the outside compliment? Is he?
Apparently he's versatile. He could do it all. He could be in the backfield. We don't know.
So, you're right. And I all week long, because I'm not that hot take guy, as you know. I don't mm-hmm. just come out with a blah, blah. But all week long, I after the draft on Friday and Saturday, I was like, damn, I'm really down on this. And it was all thought out of what I said. And yesterday I was even more reflective, like, okay, you're looking at this right. How are you really perceiving this? I am very disappointed in what's gone on. And the fact that what I just said to you that really, really resonated with me yesterday about the NFL can't be a futures league. It has to be a win now league when you're close. And they didn't address that. And mm-hmm. You're right, Margaret. Like, you took developmental players. Developmental players.
Like, almost throughout.
Yeah, and I don't know. And what's bothered me even more, like, it's almost the icing on the top of the cake is Howie's comments afterwards. I was disappointed with the draft, and then he comes out. And I was almost yesterday I was thinking to myself, is Howie justifying the way I feel? I think he is.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, see,
you know,
that's
these comments
have
been crazy.
See, that's the lead today. The lead today isn't necessarily, it's not even Jalen Hurts, it's not even Jalen Reagor. The lead today is talking about the mindset of your front office. When you look all the way through the draft from the first round to the seventh round, all the guys they took were guys that they are taking, as I said Monday, flyers on. Guys that they hope develop, not guys that come in as starters and guys that are guaranteed more or less to be impactful players. Guys that were projected to be better impactful players than the vast majority of the guys they took in this draft.
Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense to me. All right, we'll discuss it even further when we come back.
All right,
let's
I got a personal thing real quick. All right,
oh,
real quick. I know we're
real quick.
So we get texts and tweets and all during the show that we love to talk about.
Yeah, sure.
So one of my best friends, Mary Jane, who I grew up with, and, you know, she just sent me a text. She goes, hey, Coon, got a question for you. Don't mean to bother you during the show. How much vodka goes into scrambled eggs? Huh? I love my friends.
In the eggs or in her glass next to the eggs?
Oh, no, she said in the eggs.
Huh. All right.
So Mary Jane's obviously not that busy. Can she call in? Because I feel
Mary
like
Mary Jane is the
someday.
Best. Yeah.
Mary Jane, God
said,
bless you.
I said, are you listening? I got to mention that on air. She's like, of course I'm listening.
Oh, that's a great group of friends there. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. That was hysterical.
Well, when we come back, we'll tell you about the marriage that Howie Roseman has entered. So we'll get to that in a second here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fanatic Sports on.
Eagles news, I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Allstate. If you're driving less, you could be saving more on car insurance. Save money with Pay Per Mile insurance from Allstate. Call local Allstate agent and get a quote now. The Eagles have added plenty of young wide receivers within the past week due to the NFL draft. Yesterday, the repercussions of those additions showed the team waived wide receivers Mark and Michelle and River Craycraft. Speaking of receivers, the Eagles' first-round pick Jalen Reagor out of TCU announced on Twitter last night that he will officially be wearing number 18. The number most recently belonged to former Eagles backup quarterback Josh McCown. Today on The Fanatic, Brian Westbrook will join the Mike Missanelli Show for the entire 4 o'clock hour. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Farzetta in the morning
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch
on 97.5 The Fanatic. During this global pandemic, many of us are fortunate enough to stay home and out of harm's way. However, there are those on the front lines who help keep our community a safer place day in and day out. They are doctors, nurses, educators, custodians. They are our health heroes. Is there a health hero in your life that you'd like us to recognize? Go to 975thefanatic.com right now to nominate the health hero you would like us to highlight. Check out our webpage, our social media pages, and listen on air every day to see if your health hero will be highlighted. Every health hero we highlight will receive a $50 Dunkin' gift card. This is all being made possible by our great friends at Pierce Phelps Bryan Heating and Air Conditioning, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your family comfortable at home. Go to nopaybryan.com to find an expert Bryan dealer in your area who can help you make sure your air conditioning system is working properly.
We've had our lives flipped upside down recently, and for many of us, things just got a lot rougher. But we've faced tough times before, and we're going to pull through this because, well, that's what we do in America. At Term Provider, Big Lou has a message for you. If all this craziness has you protecting the ones you care about, don't let it stop when we get through this. Keep the protection rolling with a life insurance shield around your family. For over 30 years, Term Provider has been providing affordable term life insurance at better prices and with better service, including policies that don't need an in-home exam. As for Big Lou, he's just like you, spending time at home with his kids, too. No matter what your medical history, prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or if you're taking prescription medications, at Term Provider, we can help you find $1 million or more of term life insurance at affordable rates to fit your budget. There's no obligation, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Mother's Day this year is going to look and feel a whole lot different than what we've all been used to. But with my friends at 1-800-Flowers.com, no matter what the distance is between you, there's still a way to make every mom feel loved. This Mother's Day, when you can't be there, send her a beautiful bouquet to show how much she means to you. Right now, when you order early at 1-800-Flowers, you can get 30 assorted tulips for 20% off the original price. With a bright mix of orange, yellow, and pink blooms, these tulips are guaranteed to show mom how much she's loved. 1-800-Flowers is committed to safety of their team members and your family, so all deliveries are contactless. Picking an early delivery date ensures that your bouquet will arrive in time to make Mom's Day special. Do not put this off. Order today from the official florist of Mother's Day, 1-800-Flowers.com. To order 30 assorted tulips for $39.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click that radio icon, enter the code WINGO. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. The code is WINGO.
Experience Parks Casino right from your phone. That's right. Parks Real Money Online Casino app is now available on all devices. Anywhere in PA for real money. Sign up now and Parks will match your first online casino deposit up to $500. Download the Parks Casino app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code JACKPOT to get your $500 online casino deposit match now. Requirement must be present. PA must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Keep your safe haven safe with Lawless Heating and Air Conditioning. Lawless HVAC is available 24/7 during this time to answer emergency service calls. Now more than ever, you need your home and family to be safe and comfortable. And Lawless HVAC is here to help any day at any time. Visit lawlesshvac.com or call 215-917-6908. Let us help you stay connected. Email us at family at 975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. We'll even install your new blades while you wait. See better and drive safer. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Right now, the world feels different as we stay apart to make sure we can safely come back together. Till then, there is something you can do without even leaving your home. Respond to the 2020 census online, by phone, or by mail. The census impacts where hundreds of billions in federal funding will go for things like hospitals, schools, and roads. Now is the time to go to 2020census.gov. It's as easy as it is important. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Dad, stop Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts. Your free trial to Movie Plus ends tomorrow, so you may be charged. Want to continue or cancel? Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, Capital One's assistant. Eno looks out for charges that might surprise you and helps you fix them. Eno. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Limitations apply.
You and Almonds versus that song by that guy. You've heard it a million times, and all day it's been right there on the very tip of your tongue. Suddenly you've got it, and you shout your realization from the rooftops. Then you realize you've just yelled, "Baby, that's the stuff," to a room full of strangers. It was worth it. And it's the stuff after all.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for those 6 grams of energy-giving protein in almonds, it might have remained on the tip of your tongue till the end of time. California Almonds. Own your everyday, every day.
Marzetta in the morning. Now.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, so let's get this out of the way. How much vodka does go in eggs, Bob? Our friend Joe wants to know on Twitter.
I'm texting
how much
her right
how
now.
How much that's vodka so goes in your eggs?
Coming off a break, I'm texting her right now. Do you put vodka in eggs? I don't know.
I can honestly tell you.
I learned a trick from my mother-in-law because she grew up working in her mother's diner in upstate New York. And whenever I have eggs with her, they're always really good. And I was like, what's your secret? She goes, I just put a little dash of water in there and makes them fluffier. So vodka could be like the water.
Yeah, milk used to.
I put milk in mine.
Yeah,
she's
make
water.
It a little fluffier. Yeah, I don't put milk. I just had a nice omelet, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I mean, vodka is a lot of water, so why not?
Yeah, and it probably cooks off.
Yeah,
alcohol, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
which
probably
vodka
isn't
does.
What Mary Jane wants to hear.
I would say you'd have better success just putting it directly in a glass and putting some orange juice in there, but
yeah,
I'm not here to say it doesn't work.
No, you know, let her go. She's on a roll. Yeah, my friends are, they're the best.
All right, I'm tweeting you. I'm quoting that tweet and tweeting that out. Nonetheless, I'm seeing this now. Jamie, you still have that Jim Cantore trained you in the Doppler radar system?
Oh, yeah, that's on my profile. 15 minutes trained.
Is that your celebrity favorite meeting or however you want to state it?
No, one of the green rooms at Super Bowl I got to work. I got to hang out with Adam Sandler and his crew. That was the coolest.
Sandler, a good dude?
Awesome.
Oh, really? Cool.
He walked up to me and said, "Hey, man, I'm Adam. How you doing?"
Yeah.
And I went, yeah, I'm aware who you are.
And you looked at him and said, "Well, whoopity-doo."
I should have. But his group of friends who were in all of his movies, they were cool as hell.
Oh yeah, coach. The coach couldn't speak.
He's from Philly. He went to Archbishop Ryan.
That's crazy. He's not a ragdoll. Excuse me. He's a Raider. Ragdoll was a girl. Anyway, that's wild, man. But Jim Cantore.
But Jim Cantore is the man. Yeah.
And he wore your scarf or something.
Oh yeah, on the Winter Classic 1 year. But he taught me about the Doppler in about 10 or 15 minutes, and I basically feel like I'm a meteorologist now.
I love weather stuff. And him going bat bleep crazy over the snow thunder, is that what it's
thunder
called?
Thunder snow.
Thunder snow. That, yeah. Have you ever seen that, Mark?
Oh, yeah. It's one of the greatest things ever to be on television.
It's one of the greatest videos ever.
Oh, yeah. He really got excited over that thunder snow. That's hey, you know what? That's his NFL, like NFL draft to Mel Kiper. Is thunder snow to Jim Cantore. I feel like that's the only way you could really make that, you know, express that excitement level that one person would have for the greatest thing that happens in their own little world.
Does anyone have a more specialized job than Mel Kiper?
Nope.
Like, think about it. So literally, somebody see him, put that out on Twitter.
1 month out of 12 months, we see him for 1 month.
But he probably works 12 hours a day, 52 weeks out of the year for that 3 day period, right?
It's amazing. Good.
God bless him. The only person I could come up with when I saw on Twitter.
Yes, we got it, baby. We got it. Woo! We got it. Yes. Listen to that. Oh, baby.
Yeah, his cameraman right there saying, "We got it," was part of the best thing, too. Like, Jim, you can relive this as long as you want.
I wish I had a better experience with Jim Cantore, but we're talking about arrogance of the Eagles, so just real quick.
Whoa. You had a bad experience?
I was an idiot. I fall on the sword. I was arrogant.
You were arrogant to Jim Cantore?
I had an argument with him about weather. How dumb are you?
It doesn't surprise me.
I'm pretty stupid.
It doesn't surprise me, but tell me the story, please.
I'm watching, just the quick version is, it was the Winter Classic after, it was the 2010 Winter Classic. I think it was not even a year. It was a couple of months after the Eagles were supposed to play on Sunday night against the Vikings, the Joe Webb game. It got pushed back because of the blizzard. I was so embarrassed and so pissed off because everyone on the Sunday night crew was breaking my stones. Like, I had some control over what the city's decision would be. And they're like, wow, I can't believe a Northeast city can't do a game because of snow. Like, this is embarrassing.
Right.
And I'm like, well, the city kind of forced the NFL's hand by shutting down. So no one was going to be allowed on the road anyway. And they're like, oh, it's just stupid. You guys can't handle snow. So I was a little pissed off. And I was a little in the mindset of, you play the game no matter what. You don't cancel football for snow. So Jim Cantore is having an argument with me. Or not argument. He's telling me, he's like, well, thank God you guys, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Philadelphia. Where did you guys play the game? Or, you know, good thing you guys didn't play the game. And I'm like, yeah, that was stupid. And he goes, what do you mean? You guys had, and he said something like, you guys had 75% of your annual snowfall in one night. And my only retort to that was, Jim, it's football. You play the game in the snow.
Oh,
and he was
boy.
Like, and then he came back with something about how it was too much snow for even people to get to the game. And I'm like, well, then I guess we need to have a better contingency plan. Game should have been played, should have been broadcast on TV. Let the people stay at home. You play the game. And like, yeah. Anyway, I don't know if it got contentious because I don't think he took me seriously.
So you didn't high challenge him, did you?
I did not high challenge.
Jim's a short
man. He's a great guy.
He was standing in front of me getting on a plane. I don't know where I was or where I was going. But he was standing in front of me and turned around, and you know, I recognized obviously him and the voice and all, and I said, hey, appreciate your work. And he said, thank you very much. And the next thought in my head was, you're very short.
Jim's a great guy. I'm a big supporter of him. I'm not pointing out his character flaws, merely my own. Now, let's get to, who do we have? Do we have Russ here, Jamie? Mike, let's get into Mike and Cherry Hill, excuse me. Mike, what's going on, buddy? Yo, Mike. To Howie. All right, let's get to Howie's comments that he made about being married to Carson Wentz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
He made these on the Ian Rappaport and Friends podcast just yesterday. They take Jalen Hurts in the second round. Fine. No one's going to get over it anytime soon. But bottom line is, this is the way he explained his loyalties to Carson Wentz.
Yeah, there's no one more confident in his ability than Carson Wentz. And I think for us, you know, I think about it a lot of times in my professional life, in my personal life. Actions speak louder than words. And when we traded up for Carson, we gave a tremendous amount of resources to trade up for Carson Wentz. And then last year, we gave him a huge contract. Like, we are married to Carson Wentz. You know, Coach Peterson and I, Mr. Lurie and I, we're all married to Carson Wentz. And we've shown it with our actions. We believe in him. But at the same time, we believe in the quarterback position.
Well, you better, because it is the NFL, so that's not necessarily breaking news. But as far as saying with our actions, we believe in him, You also believe that he's going to get hurt at some point. You also believe he can't make it normal for him to finish a season where he's not hurt. So that's unfortunate, but you're also acknowledging a fact. He has been injury prone throughout his career. This style of play lends to getting injured. That is injury prone. It doesn't have to be some degenerative knee issue or body issue, whatever it might be. The way he plays the game, he gets hurt. It's unfortunate, but it's true. Mm-hmm. So they take Jalen Hurts. All right, they want a good insurance policy. That's their mindset. I don't agree with it. That's their philosophy. But as far as being married, yeah, it's unfortunate. 51% of them end in divorce, as has been commonly referenced over the last 20 years or so. So that's not necessarily a great thing. And even though they're talking about being married to Carson Wentz, with Jalen Hurts, they kind of hired some hot help. Some smoking hot help. And now that guy's standing right next to your wife, as you're putting it, with Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Carson
Jalen Hurts is the hot French au pair or German or whatever. She's living whatever in the house.
And whatever you're into.
Yeah.
Russian? Who knows?
Yeah.
But that's what you have done in this marriage. If you have brought in somebody else, that regardless of talent level, somebody's going to be looking over their shoulder going, all right, well, hey, this person's here, but I got to beat you. No matter what, I got to show I'm better than you. If it's more competition, so be it. Hopefully that's motivating for Carson Wentz. But I also, on the same note, hope confidence to realize nobody can beat him. Like, I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to end up being a better quarterback than Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is a pretty damn good quarterback. I'm also hoping Carson does not give Jalen Hurts that opportunity to go out there and show he could be better than Carson Wentz. None of us know, but I'm willing to bet, because Carson's such a good quarterback, I'm willing to bet money that Jalen Hurts is not going to have a better career than Carson Wentz. Let's try Mike one more time in Cherry Hill. Mike, we got you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, guys.
All good, my man.
It's a little thing called work that gets in the way sometimes.
Wow.
Okay.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I'm not going to try to. Okay,
just
anyway,
put some vodka in your eggs and call
Mike,
it
Mike, we're neighbors, buddy. Cherry Hill, give it to us.
That's what I said. The best place in the world to live, man. Damn. And to thrive. And to thrive. Okay. This is my thing, man. I disagree with you guys, man. I give Rosie an A plus.
An A plus for Rosie.
Man, you let me finish. Let me finish.
Go ahead. The floor is yours.
The
whole, I'm sorry.
4 hours to talk. Let me talk for 30 seconds. Okay.
You so, got it, brother. You got it. I was just reacting to that. Go ahead. Go for
it. My thing is A plus because you heard what he just said, man. He values the quarterback. Okay. And so the reason why I say give him an A plus is because I just want the birds to win, man. Like the Super Bowl. I just want them to win, and then you usually need a quarterback to do that. So I give him an A-plus because during this season, when it starts and at some point Carson Wentz goes down like he has shown in the past, then we get this guy to come in, and we're going to see what he can do. You know what I'm saying? Maybe with the new
Mike, quarterbacks,
maybe he'll have a – you know, he'll because we do know one thing, is that Carson Wentz is going to get hurt this year. Okay, so we know that, right?
So how does a guy that has never played in the NFL give you a chance to win? You say you want to win. That's all you want to do. Tell me how Jalen Hurts, who I love as a player in college, but tell me how a guy, a backup quarterback who's never played a down in the NFL, is going to help you win now.
Okay, this is what I'm saying to that, is because he has shown – I got one more. He has shown that he has played at the highest level in college, and all we can do is give him a chance. That's all we can do.
Somebody a chance doesn't get you to win now, Mike, and that's what you said you want to do.
Okay, so this is what I'm saying. I do not want to divide Bird Nation. This is what I'm trying to say. All I'm saying to this is, if the dude is hurt, we gotta have a backup, and he's. And so I'm not trying to say the best. Just wrap it up by saying this. The best ability is availability. So who cares if the guy is great in 13-3? If he gets hurt again and is out the game, where is that putting us? What happened last year and a backup came in the game in the playoffs. So what makes you think that they don't want to be in this position again? It just makes sense. So, yes, an A-plus for the draft, and it's an insurance policy. Because the number one guy on your team, he goes down. So what makes you think that Howie hasn't thought this out?
Mike, can I ask you, how is a guy that has never played a down in the NFL insurance? What's the insurance?
Okay,
and you said it in your call, Mike, Let's see what he can do. That's the polar opposite of insurance.
Okay, so this is what I'm trying to say. He's saying insurance not only for the front and two orders. Not only for the front, not only for the front, but for the future. You know what I'm saying? We're not talking about right now. We're talking about for the future.
Hold on a second. Let's talk about right now.
You just said you want to win now.
Mike, let's talk about right now. What are you doing right now? What are you ordering right now?
Oh, just breakfast, man. Breakfast. It's breakfast time.
Do you like vodka in your scrambled eggs, Mike?
Yeah, he's trying to tell me I got two coffees, and he's just giving me one, and I'm trying to tell him two while I'm trying to make a point. But
you better give Mike then two coffees.
Right. You know what
I'm
saying?
Make him Irish.
I get upset about this. So this is what I'm trying to say. Yes, this is a dual pick. That's why I say A+. Not only do you have the assurity that if your number one guy goes down, you got a backup, but then you got a guy for the future who is a great pick. It's a great pick. Now, yes, you would have liked a guy that can come in right now. I wanted them to play. I wanted them to draft one of those deep wide receivers. But I'm not mad at the fact that they drafted a guy who has great upside. And then they already told you they're going to use him in different packages, like the guy in the Saints. So what makes you think that he's not going to see the field?
The guy with the Saints. And, Mike, thanks for the call. Enjoy your breakfast.
Thanks,
the guy with the Saints is an athlete, not a quarterback. Jalen Hurts is a quarterback before he's an athlete. Don't get me wrong. He's a very athletic quarterback. But the guy played quarterback at Alabama. The guy played quarterback at Oklahoma. Like, the guy can play the position. He has accuracy issues. So let's not act like he's a guaranteed NFL starting quarterback down the line for somebody else. He could be. Adam Schefter even told us that if Jalen Hurts didn't go to the Eagles at that spot, he would have went in probably at most the next three picks. If not, the other team just jump right up and take him right away. So, to me, I don't really even know what you're getting in Jalen Hurts. I would love to be able to tell you, oh, because he's a second-round pick, because he's 53 overall, he's a guy that is a guaranteed starter in the NFL at some point in his career. But there's nobody that's that guarantee. So let's throw that lame argument out the window. The bottom line is, what is the vastly more likely scenario? That a wide receiver comes in to help you win, or that a backup quarterback comes in and helps you win?
You're depending
on a guy not playing for the other guy to play.
Yeah, and as thoughtful and as you know, heartfelt Mike's call was, he totally contradicted himself through the whole call. And I'm not picking on Mike at all. I'm saying I think that's kind of that's my argument against people that are with this pick. Insurance, nothing. This guy hasn't played a down in the NFL. Insurance in the future, insurance is something, it's a known commodity. This guy is the polar opposite of that. You don't know what he could do in the NFL. And my God, he might turn out to be a great quarterback in the NFL. But you don't know that now. And you can't say that if Carson Wentz gets hurt, he's going to come in and be able to lead you to victories. You didn't know that about Nick Foles, for a guy who started 36 games in the NFL before he was even your backup and led you to a Super Bowl. You certainly, on the opposite, you cannot even come close to saying that about a rookie quarterback coming into the NFL.
Exactly. And that's why I go to the point of, look, we don't know if he could come in and he could be Deshaun Watson. We don't know if he could come in and be Mitch Trubisky. There are quarterbacks taken even before the second round that haven't panned out that great in the NFL. Some have been home runs. Others have been bunting foul balls on the third strike. Basically, that's what it could be. An embarrassing situation. I don't know what Jalen Hurts is going to be. He could have had a much better NCAA career for himself individually, played on some great teams. We've talked about accuracy issues that he's had. We don't know what type of NFL quarterback he's going to develop into. And here's the other thing. If a guy wants to develop into anything, he's going to have to play. The only way that really happens outside that gadget play here and there is if your starter is out. You are looking at a situation where we can't really visit this enough. He could be inactive to start the season. I would think that a wide receiver, let's put it this way, I got a lot more confidence that even Denzel Mims will have a better NFL career than Jalen Hurts. And that, unfortunately, no pun intended, that's what hurts the most about this pick, is that there are other players vastly more likely to help you win right now. And by the way, when Howie jumps into this conversation, because again, I don't want to go down the rabbit hole of Jalen Hurts again, we've dissected that enough. Really what I want to talk about today is more so the mindset of the front office, and if Howie's going to tell us, as he did after the draft, that this team is all about the long term. It can't just be short term. It's got to be about the long term success of the team. Well, then 4 years in the NFL is long term by NFL standards. And Denzel Mims helping you for possibly four more years, I'd rather have that than Jalen Hurts. Because I actually have confidence that Carson Wentz can play 16, 17 games in a season, can get you into the playoffs, and can play well in the playoffs. I see that as being the end-all, be-all of his career. I don't think he's going to be one of these guys that gets injured again and again and again, and all of a sudden you're looking at a 30-year-old who wants to retire like Andrew Luck, like the most doomsday scenario we were presented with yesterday. I see it as a guy that is going to learn from his mistakes. Two of his 4 years in the NFL have ended with injury. But also, at least he played 16 games during that time. His rookie year, he got hurt in the preseason, as we've referenced many times, but he played the full 16 games. When you talk about what happened last year, he played the full 16 games but got the concussion in the playoffs. Other 2 years, the middle 2 years of his four-year career so far, have ended in injury. That's something you don't want to see anymore. If maybe he doesn't have to feel like he has to do everything on his own, maybe he actually surrounded with some talent, he can be that point guard that a lot of people want their quarterbacks to be. Put the ball in the hands of your playmakers. Miles Sanders, for instance. Hopefully a healthy DeSean Jackson. Hopefully a healthy and maybe still here Alshon Jeffrey and a Jalen Reagor that actually produces right out of the gate. You do that, maybe your quarterback can stay healthy. Hey, you protect him? Hey, you got two guys to help protect him in this draft in both Driscoll and the other kid out of Auburn, the Prince himself. Hopefully that's the case. Hopefully that's what happens. Protect him and actually give him some talent around him that will make him feel like he can rely on those guys to make plays and he doesn't have to do everything for the organization. When we come back, top of the hour, 9 o'clock, we're going to talk to Michael Kist about this. We're also going to jump back in a little bit more to the Last Dance documentary on some of the wild things that surrounded the Michael Jordan gambling conspiracy theory, I guess. A lot of things played into this, and there's a mob boss that has actually come out and talked on a podcast about it and shed some more interesting light on it. We'll get back to that in a little bit. Top of the hour, 9 o'clock, talk to Michael Kist of Bleeding Green Nation. Time of the Fanatic, 8:40.
Fanatic Sports Update.
Outside the Lane, I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Martin Mall, the law firm for injured workers. Visit PAWorkInjury.com. Eagles right tackle Lane Johnson announced yesterday that he'll be starting his own show called Outside the Lane. The Instagram Live show will debut tonight with new releases every Tuesday and Friday. Johnson joins former teammates of his, Chris Long and LaShawn McCoy, who also have their own shows. Long's show titled The Green Light is a podcast on iTunes, while McCoy also uses the Instagram Live platform every Thursday. Today on The Fanatic, Ryan Westbrook will join the Mike Missanelli Show for the entire 4 o'clock hour. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Farzetta in the Morning
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch
on 97.5 The Fanatic. Did Howie Roseman make the right moves in the draft and with trades? Are the Birds a contender now? Let us know what you think. Call now. We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Mike Missanelli here for Rothman Orthopedics. You know, since most of us are stuck at home anyway, now might be a good time to address the constant aches and pains in your hips, knees, shoulders, feet, or hands with the leaders in orthopedic care, Rothman Orthopedics. You name it, they can address it. With Rothman's new telemedicine program, you'll be able to see and speak directly with a Rothman physician from the comfort of your home. It's easy to use. Make your appointment through your cell phone, tablet, or computer, and a Rothman representative will call you beforehand to ease any technology concerns. You don't have to live with that pain anymore, and now you don't have to wait to see the best doctors in orthopedic care. So take that first simple step and go to RothmanOrtho.com/TM. The T is for tele, the M is for medicine. That's RothmanOrtho.com/TM. RothmanOrtho.com/TM. And you'll be seen by a Rothman orthopedic doctor right from your home.
You know Beasley Media for the massive radio brands in Philadelphia, like 97.5 The Fanatic. But did you also know that we're experts in advertising and growing successful brands through digital? We can help create video commercials, put your ads on websites, and even create targeted social posts to reach your potential customers. Our team of brand builders can do that and so much more to help your business grow. Email Beasley Media Digital Team now at experts@bbgi.com. That's experts@bbgi.com.
There are times when our need to connect really matters. To keep customers and employees in the know, to keep business moving, Comcast Business is prepared for times like these. Powered by the nation's largest gig speed network to help give you the speed, reliability, and security you need. Tools to manage your business from any device, anywhere. And a team of experts here for you 24/7. Because when every connection counts, you can count on us. Learn more at comcastbusiness.com/response.
Looks like we're going to be staying home a while longer. At least it's not hot yet.
Yet.
How's our air conditioning?
I don't know.
Should we get our system checked out?
Can we even get it checked out now?
Pierce, Phelps, and Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning Contractors are open for essential business, including system checkups. And they're doing whatever it takes, wearing masks, gloves, and social distancing to safely keep you comfortable this summer with flexible financing and indoor air quality specials. To find a Pierce, Phelps, Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com.
Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. At Peruzzi, your safety is our priority. Our service parts and collision centers will remain open to help you maintain the vehicle you depend on. Our new and used-to-showrooms are temporarily closed. At Peruzzi, our business is and always will be you. How are you weathering through this? Let us know. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
You have to be up in 5 hours, 2 hours, 6 minutes, and when you hear... you realize that you haven't slept a wink. That's why there's ZzzQuil Pure Z's, a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally with no next-day grogginess. It's available in both liquid and gummies, tastes great, and is non-habit-forming. Pick up ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil. ZzzQuil Pure Z's, naturally superior sleep. Available at retailers near you.
At AutoZone, we're here to help you get what you need, and that won't change. In need of an oil change? Right now you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil, an STP Extended Life Oil Filter, and a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail or email, all for just $33.99. And if you need something fast, you can get it fast. Your way, whether it's next day delivery or free same day pickup, in store or curbside. The choice is yours. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions and details on AutoZone.com.
Now, more of Farzetta in the Morning
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Real quick, speaking of vodka, there was a, there was controversy yesterday as to whether or not Jamie Lynch, James Lynch Jr., would have vodka present at his daughter's first socially distanced birthday party.
When is that, tomorrow, Jane?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow. Yeah. So, is there?
Nah, I think we're just going to stick with beer and wine.
Ah! So he doesn't have to ask to buy sneakers, but he gets told not to bring vodka. Yeah.
Well, I'm probably going to be driving anyway, so it's not really going to matter.
Did you buy the Jordans?
I did this morning.
You worked.
Did you really?
You work hard. Yeah, you work hard. Yeah. I saw the pictures on the Soch Meads with Skylar. Yeah,
I couldn't stop thinking about them. At that point, I had to get them.
So what'd you do? Did you have wrap presents for her and stuff yesterday, Jame, or what?
Yeah, we wrapped some stuff, and she's going to get a lot more on Saturday. But yeah, she had a good time with her singing Dance Elmo. It was pure joy.
Elmo is, like, it's ridiculous. Like, Elmo should be illegal.
It's crack for kids, yeah.
It really, like, it is, I don't know what they put, like, if they rub nicotine on the TV, I don't know what the hell happens, but these kids just can't let go of the Elmo.
And
it's addictive.
It's long-lasting because, let me tell you something, the first birthday of my first child, my brother-in-law dressed up as Elmo.
Wow.
And you know, my oldest child is 24 years old, so Elmo is long-lasting.
Was it like a good Elmo costume, or was it perfect?
It was good. He spoke in this real high voice, and I finally had to pull him aside. I'm like, dude, you don't have to talk, man.
Freaking me the hell out, dude. Knock it off.
It's funny, you guys talking about how much the kids love Elmo, and I remembered that, yeah, Bobby's first birthday, Elmo was the key guest.
All right. Now, was it Times Square Elmo, or was it like authentic Elmo type of deal?
That was
pulling off well.
Okay. Yeah, he pulled it
off. All right. The Times Square Elmo freaks me out a little bit.
There's Philly Elmo, too. Have you ever seen Philly Elmo?
Huh?
That goes dancing in the streets. He's got some band members with him. I think they raise money for a local sports. It's some kind of fundraiser.
Okay, cool.
They'll go out in the streets and have an Elmo dance-off and some guys playing drums and stuff, and they'll march and dance through the streets. And I think, you tip them or make a donation or whatever.
Right.
And,
okay, no, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, Alejandro Bedoya from the Union, I saw he tweeted the other day, heard this racket outside my house, had no idea what it was, ran down to the street with my kids, and it was Elmo and a band. And he's like, my kids were over the moon, excited. I love you, Philadelphia, or something.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Was Alejandro the Union player that got diagnosed?
Not that I'm aware of.
There was one Union player that did get
diagnosed. Yeah, I don't think it was him. He was the one that was in studio with us.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He seemed like a real good
dude. I don't think he was the one, but I don't know.
Real quick, before we get back to the phones, I do want to reintroduce this. So Last Dance is shedding a lot of light on the behind-the-scenes stuff of the Chicago Bulls. Like, a lot of the stuff you kind of knew, but you didn't know the layers behind it. Like, I didn't know about the handshake with the Pistons. I knew they didn't like the Pistons. I knew that Isaiah Thomas was left off the team because of the bad boy Pistons, not necessarily because of the handshake. That was wild. But I am really waiting to see how they cover. And this is one of the things I was trying to try to pay attention to in the first episode, which was how they went back in time. Not necessarily just present day 1998 in the documentary, but how they covered things of years past. And they covered it all. Jordan getting cut from his high school varsity team. They covered Scottie Pippen, the way he was raised. Phil Jackson coaching in Puerto Rico. They have done everything and gone back in the past to kind of make everything relevant in 1998. So I'm curious now, at least I was going into it, are they going to cover the Michael Jordan retirement? And you would think they have to now.
They have to. I mean, you can't tell the story unless you do this. And it's ESPN can't run this, this great, great documentary unless they do dive into it. How deeply, though, because Jordan did sign off on it and you know, he is right there and he's the guy that they're talking to during it all, how deeply they dive into it is a tricky situation. I mean, it's not just like, oh, did you have a gambling problem?
Right.
And as Jamie pointed out, or sent us, it's now like, did you lose your father because of it?
Right.
And I remember at the time, you know, later in my years, hearing that how bad his gambling problem was, wondering if you know, his dad did indeed pay the ultimate price because of it. Obviously, nothing has ever been proven, but that's a, you know, that's something in life that it's hard to visit. And who's going to have the balls to say to Michael Jordan, yo, dude, we got to get into this.
Yeah, right.
You know? And if Jordan says no, do you cut the whole thing or do you still run with it? I'd be surprised if they dive deep into his father's death and you know, the surrounding stories around it.
That's what would surprise me as well. But what they better do is cover, first off, the retirement, which I'm sure they will. They better cover the conspiracy theories around why he retired.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll go the third step in saying, by the way, this might have got his father killed. Like, just the conspiracy theories that are out there. And one of the most recent interviews that we'll reference in a second. But I know they're going to cover his retirement. They got to cover. They'll probably even talk to Terry Francona, who was his manager in the minor leagues. They'll probably talk to all those guys. But I wonder if they're going to cover the conspiracy of him stepping away from basketball because of a under-the-table suspension. Hey, Mike, step away. You know you can always come back. Go do something else. The owner of the Bulls at the time also owned the White Sox. I mean, Jerry Krause came over from the White Sox organization to be the general manager of the Chicago Bulls. So there was that easy, hey, guess what? We can work this out through league influence in the NBA, through league influence in the MLB. Go play baseball. See how you do. You want to do that? And he did it. And I want to know if they get behind the reasoning as to why he did it.
Right, and think of how big this story must have been, because as we talked about, Michael Jordan was part of saving the NBA. You know, you had Magic Johnson, Larry Bird. Who was the torch getting passed to? It's obviously Michael Jordan. It was a time of, as Jordan pointed out in that hotel room, it was a time of drugs. It was a time where the NBA could have gone one way or the other. We talked about how Jordan making the decision not to go into that hotel room and doing drugs and you know, probably saving the NBA, whatever it was. So you're David Stern. And you come into this league and you're the commissioner of the league and you're basically saved it and now it's thriving, and you go to Michael Jordan, the guy carrying the torch, and say, you got to get out. I mean, think about that. This story is so much bigger. We can say, yeah, they told him to get out because of his gambling and stuff, but imagine how much the NBA had to think about this and take a chance on losing Michael Jordan at the time from the league, and how it would, how the repercussions of it all. It's really fascinating, and it's probably another doc series aside from just this. You could just get a doc series on what happened in the NBA with Michael Jordan leaving and the decision behind it and what all was going on. I hope to God they dive deep into it, but I wouldn't be a betting man saying they do.
Yeah, I don't think they go as far as dad news.
No.
I think they go as far as, tell us what happened. Why did you retire? You know,
it'll scratch the surface. That's it. I don't think it'll dive deep. I think it'll be Jordan.
Yeah, because his production team had to sign off on all this. So I highly doubt.
Exactly.
He's like, yeah, let's talk about conspiracy theories with my dead father.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's why I said, and that's fine. Look, they're just conspiracy theories. All right. I wouldn't want to talk about that. God forbid the roles were reversed. But when it comes to the minor league career, I better see Terry Francona. That's the one thing this Last Dance documentary is missing. Is Terry Francona.
Yeah. You know what's funny on Twitter?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mark. What I really love to see is guys and people that I know and you know, in my old profession came across and stuff. People that say, oh, my God, I made the documentary. Look, I made The Last Stand, where they're like either interviewing Jordan and they were on camera, or, you know, like somebody in a background or something like that. Like, it's right now, it's the biggest thing in life. If you covered the NBA during Jordan's time, to see if you're actually making this documentary in the background.
Definitely.
Yeah,
let's get to Mitch.
Cool.
Let's get to Mitch in East Windsor. Mitchy Poe, what's up, buddy?
Hey,
Mitchell. Hey, bud.
Hello. Hello, Mark. How are you? How are you, Jamie?
What's up, Mitch?
Jamie, on a bad day.
Mitch, you don't say hi to me?
No, but it's okay. I forgive you, Mark. I know you're not a lot of stress changing all those diapers. But anyway...
Mitch, we're all fine here. We're all fine. How do?
They should have taken a wide receiver in the first two rounds.
Hell yeah.
Michael Pittman, Jefferson and Michael Pittman were in the first two rounds. That would have been great. I'm sorry, and I wish they had gotten picked in the fourth round. If he's ever supposed to be a good quarterback, it won't be for the Eagles. I know, I'm sorry. I'm back to work. I'm on the road. I got to go. Take care.
Okay.
All right, Mitch.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Now, somebody just hit me up on Twitter saying, Andrew, thanks for hitting me up here. Apparently, they get into the gambling conspiracy theories this week of Last Dance on Sunday night.
Okay,
so
yeah.
That's
good.
That's why we're talking about. I didn't know that. I was assuming that we'd be around the middle of the documentary, considering it's two episodes. They got the Blazers here, so I would assume shortly after that, they get into the conversation of Jordan stepping away. So I'm interested to see how they break that down.
I don't know if you saw the trailer at all, Mark, for this weekend, but apparently, so Magic is the announcer on NBC or whatever it was. Yeah, for the finals, and he goes to Jordan's house the night before they play Drexler and Portland in the finals. And the comments that you said about Magic saying, you know, Drexler, you know, that's kind of Jordan-type guy, and Jordan getting pissed off about it. So they're playing cards at Jordan's house.
Oh, really? Gambling before the night?
Exactly.
Get out of here.
And he says to Magic, wait till you see the hurting I put on him tomorrow. And that was the game where he made all the threes and looked over at the scorer's table with the, I don't know why it's all going in. Well, apparently he was looking right at Magic Johnson saying, I don't know why you doubted me. Like, the guy is wired so differently.
It Clyde is Drexler
crazy.
Is a Hall of Famer, a 10-time All-Star.
Yeah.
Actually, 5-time All-NBA. And Michael Jordan was offended about being compared to him.
That's how his mind works. It's just, it's taking $5 from the security guard you just beat in ping pong, yeah, which is what Michael Jordan did, according to the mob boss that was interviewed.
Yeah.
Like, that's wild.
The coolness of it is, oh my God, he thinks he's so much better than Clyde Drexler. The annoying part to some people could be, seriously, you're taking $5 from a security guard? But that's Michael Jordan. That's the way he's wired.
Let's get to Bob in Ridley Park. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys. How you doing? How you doing, Mark, Bob?
Good, man. Good morning.
Great. I got a question about Howie Roseman. I read an interesting article yesterday. Said he and Doug Peterson did this draft like they know the Eagles will never fire them.
Oh, we've been talking about it all morning. That's the Marcus Hayes piece from the Inquirer yesterday.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, it's a great piece.
Do these guys, are they really untouchable? Like, does Jeffrey Lurie know the Eagles are a laughingstock now in the NFL for what they did? They drafted no starters. No starters in this draft.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.